art, theater, music, sport leadership, coaching, psychology, sociology. With over 200 academic programs, the sky's the limit. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Proud to be a part of Emporia, the founding city of Veterans Day.
America thanks you for your service.
14 KVOE, 96.9 FM.
I just want to thank all you veterans.
Live and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time, 8:10. Right now, 64 degrees with sunshine, high of 93. Later on today, and a low of 66 degrees tonight. Our second half of our newscast here, we're pleased to have with us USDA Rural Development Director for Kansas, Christy Davis, recently named to the post a few weeks back.
Good morning, Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Glad to have you on board with us. It's been a while. I think the last time we had you on with us, you were leading the symphony in the Flint Hills in Chase County, and clearly you have, I guess, a career change, you could say. What attracted you to
that? Lots of similarities, actually.
There are a lot of similarities. Oh, please tell us, because I'm assuming that's part of what attracted you here to the Office of Rural Development when this position opened up.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been working in rural Kansas communities for my entire career, not just my tenure at Symphony in the Flint Hills. I've worked in every county in Kansas and spent a lot of time working in the in small communities throughout the state.
Well, let's talk about how your prior experience with, say, historic renovations and then the Symphony in the Flint Hills really helps you as you get started here in your new role, and kind of how the onboarding process has gone since you were announced, I believe, here about a month ago.
Yes, well, it's been a great experience so far. I've had the opportunity to get out and work in communities. You know, at Symphony in the Flint Hills, my role there was to heighten appreciation for the Flint Hills Tallgrass Prairie. And for me, you know, like a lot of people understand that the Flint Hills is a cultural landscape, not just a natural landscape. And it's the people that make the place. So I'm enjoying getting out and working with people to see those communities developed. I think when most people think of the USDA, they think of production agriculture. And that's a large part of what USDA does. But USDA also has a major role in rural development in communities throughout the country, but communities throughout Kansas as well.
Speaking of that, one of the things that we see when the news releases come down from Alan Pickard, specifically when it says USDA Rural Development, and there's a lot involved with grant funding for really a lot of projects that typically I think people don't see as agricultural related. Maybe this is a good way for folks to get introduced into really what the USDA Rural Development Program is all about and some of the different programs and the role that you play here with state, county, even city governments.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think folks should know more about us because we're out there helping communities every day. We have three kind of areas of programs: business, housing, and community facilities. And so, for instance, with business programming, we have a USDA technology grant that funded Emporia Main Street's Fab Lab. So we helped with that project downtown. As you know, I'm a huge fan of Emporia Main Street. I've worked with them for many years. And so when I went back and looked at some of the projects we funded in the past, I was proud that USDA had helped with that project. We also help, for instance, if, you know, your local business, a refrigerator, you know, system goes down, we have funding to help with that, both loans and grants. We have been able to help some of the businesses that you would recognize, Bob's Super Saver, Water's True Value, with projects that help with repairs to lighting, refrigeration, those kinds of things that pop up as emergencies at businesses, or ways to improve energy efficiency at those businesses. So those are just some of the projects in our business program. We also have housing programs, both that help people purchase homes, low-income people, and also make repairs, loans and grants to make repairs to homes. And that helps low-income people when they have a need with a home that they own. And oftentimes, we're helping seniors with those projects. And then of course, we help with community projects, municipalities, cities, counties. We were involved a while back with a $2 million loan to help refurbish Lyon County's rural water district. I live in Chase County, and in the past, we've been involved in wastewater system improvements in Strong City and also some street improvements in Cottonwood Falls. So those are just the kinds of projects we do, but three main categories, you know, communities, housing, and businesses.
Christy, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you how essentially receiving help, the way it sounds on your historical renovation processes in Chase County, maybe helps to shape your view as to just how effective rural development as an agency can be.
Well, I'm a huge booster for rural communities in Kansas, but I also understand the challenges that rural communities face. And if rural development was easy, it'd all be done by now. So I think some of the challenges and things that we can help with that I'm working on at USDA Rural Development relate to capacity. I mean, you can have all the programs in the world, but if you've got a community that doesn't have anybody whose job it is to do the work, to file the paperwork, which nobody likes but is necessary, then you don't have a project. And so I'm interested in building capacity in those communities and also in working with programs that help lessen kind of the burden, you know, streamlining the process for application and making it easier for communities to get the funding without just exorbitant match. And so those are the kinds of things. Because I've actually done the work on the ground, I think I have an appreciation for what it takes to do it, and it's not easy. So hopefully I bring that to bear in my new job.
Well, Christy, if people would like more information to find out more about USDA Rural Development here in Kansas, how can they do that?
We have a website, rd.usda.gov. That has all the rural development programs, and then there are links to the state offices. So you can find contact information for our folks in Kansas there.
Outstanding. Well, Christy, hope we can get you back on here maybe later on this year, sometime early next year with updates, and really appreciate your time here with us this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and you guys have a great day.
All right, Christy, thanks.
You too.
Yeah, Christy Davis joining us this morning, USDA Rural Development Director for Kansas. Chuck?
All right, and as we look at the live and local calendar here for the rest of the day, boy, we loaded up.